Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. It's Wednesday, hump day, episode 520. Welcome to it. I'm your co-host, Terry Guile. Across the desk from me sits my co-host.
That's what?
Two,
who?
That's two co-hosts.
You're two cohorts.
You're Gatch.
Gatch.
I'm Tewi. And we have a special guest in the studio today, super fan Jared Nelson. How's it going, Jared?
It's going good.
We're glad to have you here.
Thanks.
We're thinking that it might be your last time on the show, huh?
Yep, probably.
Yeah, unless we head out on a world tour. We'll stop in Virginia.
You're moving soon, right?
Yeah.
Moving to the grooving.
Where are you moving?
Gloucester, Virginia.
Ah!
You got family out there?
My dad's mom and sisters live out there.
Right on.
I heard that place is for lovers.
I don't know.
Just Virginia in general, or...
Virginia's for lovers, head. Isn't that the state motto?
I don't know. I think we're about to find out. We'll have a local representative of the area pretty soon. Maybe he can call in and let us know if Virginia is actually for lovers. But before I forget, I want to let you know, I've been listening to this album a lot. I can't really stop listening to it. I got it on my phone. It's the newest Clutch album called Earth Rocker. This song is called Book, Saddle, and Go. Don't know what that means exactly, but... A lot of times I'm hearing some Dave Windorf, however you want to say it, the guy from Monster Magnet. Uh-huh. He sounds a little bit like him, the singer, which his name is escaping me right now. God, he has a Facebook page for his beard. Neil Fallon.
Oh, really?
I think he's related to Jimmy, but not really.
That is pretty foul.
Fallon.
Did you know some owls aren't that smart?
No, our owls are supposed to be smart.
Yeah.
A wise old owl.
Have you seen that commercial?
How many licks does it take? No.
No.
I've seen how many licks
it takes. Geico's been doing some crazy ads.
Boo.
Yeah.
Geico. I don't like to watch a lot of commercials. I DVR it and skip them suckers.
We haven't touched on that in a while.
Liking commercials? You like commercials, Jared?
No, not really.
No. Not me either. Maybe on the Super Bowl.
What about the ones? I like the ones that are super loud compared to whatever you're watching.
You got
to
have that TV with the volume control.
Yeah.
And even when you have those, like sometimes for scary movies, you ever have those movies where it gets real quiet and you got to turn them up and then you're like, what? And then all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're watching Gettysburg and they're whispering, you can barely hear them, and then all of a sudden they're firing 30 cannons off in the background.
Yeah, Django was like that a little bit. Django and Chain got a little quiet at spots, and they talk under their breath a little bit and turn on the caption so you could read it, and then you turn it up, and then all of a sudden it's a fucking full-blown explosion blowing your speakers out
and then
waking your family up and shit.
Yeah, and then to give you that effect visually, they, like, blind you with the words. They're, like, super bright right in your face.
Yeah,
like, ow,
for sure.
My eyes.
My ears, my eyes. That reminds me, do you think that they're actually, we talked about this out at the fair, that they're talking about having the next sense introduced into watching TV and movies is a sense of smell?
Well, they did that before.
Did they?
Simpsons did it.
Simpsons did it! On the movie?
No, they did for a while. You remember that, Jared?
Smell it out of your TV.
Yeah, I think so.
they had it at 7-Eleven. You could go to 7-Eleven, you'd buy a hot dog or something, and you'd get a
Hot Pocket.
Get a little scratch and sniff, and it would relate to the next Simpsons show. And at a certain time during the show, you would scratch the card and you'd smell it, and it'd be like chocolate or...
That's okay. It's the basic premise, but
yeah, well, that was like 10 years ago.
Talking about going to the movies and then like someone cuts a fart and then you just smell shit in the theater for a little bit,
mm-hmm, and all of a sudden your popcorn tastes like you were eating it in the bathroom.
No, none of that.
They just missed a little shit particles on you,
or like when there's a gnarly sex scene, you can just smell sex in the theater.
Oh man. Yeah.
That way you know if that actress actually washed herself before they did
it.
There's plenty of scents that can come with a movie.
Now, it would be funny. Like, you know what you should do is you should go to, next time you go to a theater, to a movie, and you know there's going to be nudity, bring a tuna fish sandwich.
You
and
could
sit right
like,
behind somebody, and as soon as they get naked, open up the fish sandwich.
Like, oh, don't you ever wash that thing? Come on. What? Or you could bring an array of Tupperwares with really strong smelling stuff and just know the movie. Say you've already seen the premiere, and then you go back and you just open it during and just blow it.
I don't like the Rocky Horror Picture Show thing.
Yeah, but toast. Just do it for every movie. They throw rice and toast and they get their newspapers out. Do you ever go see Rocky Horror Picture Show in a theater, Jared?
No, not at a theater. But I think I've seen it a couple times.
Yeah. It's pretty corny and goofy if you watch it on a DVD at your house, but like... We used to go to the old Bijou Theater, and we wouldn't bring all the stuff, but people would like get up and act it out in the aisleways, and they'd throw rice during the wedding part, and all. It was a weird, weird thing.
It is. It's a cult.
Did I ever ask you if you'd heard about that new Bijou Theater that they got down in Eugene?
Man, Bijou
me. No, like it's really nice and really cool, but like the auditoriums only hold like 36 people. 36 people is the largest auditorium.
Wow.
So they're really small.
Hmm.
And they play, like, some new movies, but they also specialize in, like, playing old-school movies that haven't been in theaters for a long time. Hmm. You know, like Rocky Horror Picture, probably Pulp Fiction, stuff like that.
Yeah. Hmm.
I heard it's kind of spendy, though, but what movie isn't these days?
That is true. Have you guys been watching Under the Dome?
I have.
Under the Dome and Bridge.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Is where I had a dome.
I thought the last episode, not the one that was just Monday, because we really haven't had a chance to watch that one yet, because it hasn't came out yet. But
we talked to them since the last episode, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay, Jared.
That's fine, yeah. I was just recalling.
Now, here was my thought from last week, was that it seemed to be getting a little bit... I read the book, so it's getting to be like, they're fluffing it up and dramaing it
up. It's 13 episodes, though, man.
Yeah, they got to stretch it out.
Yep.
Even 24 had 13 hours of fluff, don't you think?
At least, and he still never peed.
I know.
In nine seasons, no peeing. That's bullshit right there.
That is fucked up. He did shit his pants once, though.
Yeah.
And I think that was about season 6. And he's like, I can't hold it anymore.
That's when you really need that scent in TV thing.
So was that, you watched more than one season of that, right? Have you ever watched that, Jared, 24?
Yeah, I've seen most of the seasons.
Oh, really? So does it take place in 9 consecutive days, the whole series?
No.
No, I thought that too, but it doesn't. I got up to, I think, I don't think I made it through season 2, but very close.
Yeah.
It just
I think you burnt yourself out on it because you were watching it pretty hardcore.
Yeah, I'm surprised I'm not burnt out on Tiger Woods Golf already.
Yeah.
Because I play that
I'm surprised too.
2 or 3 hours a day, or it's usually at night.
Don't you have that pinball game?
I do, but I've already beat all those.
Yeah.
That's Phil's too. I got to give it back to him. Mm. That's one of the games Jaden likes to play. What is your favorite video game? I know you like the original NES probably best than anything. Is that what you play more than anything?
No, I have Super NES.
Oh, okay.
Super Nintendo's the supreme being of all consoles, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the coveted, a lot of people are going back to the N64. A lot of people like those. Yeah. But
if you do, there's an excellent game on there, Mario Golf 64.
We used to have that.
That was a fucking...
That was a fun game.
Great game, man. Yep.
It's me, Mario.
Yeah. Many, many times.
We've been playing the Super Smash Brothers, and we got Jaden super addicted to it. Mario Smash Brothers is a fighting game.
Yeah.
But then we had borrowed it, so we had to take it back, and he woke up one day, I want to play Smash Brothers, and was like, we don't have that game anymore. And he's like, what? Why? And we're like, well, because we borrowed it from someone, and they wanted it back. And he just doesn't quite understand that yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Same with not having the internet right now. He's like, want to watch Netflix for kids? And I was like, we can't. It doesn't work. And he's like, it works. The Wii works, he says. And I said, yeah, but we don't have internet. I know
you didn't
don't
tell him to
that.
Get a job to start putting in some money so you guys can get
some right.
Netflix.
You watch Netflix more than anybody.
Yep.
I paid $8 a month for that plus a fucking $50 internet.
Yeah, he could go up and down the street and he could do those spray paint the numbers on the curbs.
Yeah?
Right.
For what? Oh, to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a friend that used to do that back before they really did that.
Oh, really?
He came up from California, and it was this new idea to unleash upon Oregon. It was back
in
like early...
Well, it must have been, a couple days in Brownsville, right?
No, he was working in Albany, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, nobody went for it in Brownsville. They're like, that way the fire department can see your address from the curb without having to like look at your house and see, is the number at the left side of the door? Is it covered up by a tree branch?
Did you ever want to be a fireman when you were growing up?
Not really. Maybe a little bit, but I kind of thought that I probably never could be because of my leg, you know?
Yeah.
But my dad and my brother was on the volunteer fire, and he also did wildfire fighting
before
he got sick.
Yeah.
Went down to Southern
Oregon.
A lot
of people, around.
He made some bank doing that stuff, too, because you get paid 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Whether you're resting.
People recently burned up and
19 hotshot firefighters. Man, that sucks.
Yeah.
One of them
was
from
Oregon.
Talking
about their little blankets that they're supposed to get under or whatever.
When they catch on fire?
No, when the fire is surrounding them. And it's pretty much, you know, a pointless effort when you're surrounded by that much fire, probably.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you, Jerry? Do you ever want to be a fireman?
No.
I don't remember where I was going with this. Oh, yeah. There was a guy who robbed in New York, of all places. Where you would think...
New York City?
The ethics of firefighters would be above and beyond.
Oh, yeah, because...
You would think, right? Because of...
9/11.
I haven't forgotten. This guy did. He called a fake fire in so he could go in and rob...
The fire department?
Yeah.
Wow.
He himself...
He.
A firefighter...
Was it the fire department that he worked for?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, he called in. You might have even been working.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to this fire because I'm feeling sick.
I can't get down the pole. Do they still do that? You think some people just hang out on the top floor? Like, if they go down on the bottom floor, they try to get back up to the top floor quickly just so that they can slide down in case
it
happens?
Yeah, I think they just hang up the upstairs fire. Yeah, because the Albany one, like they've got like a Nintendo and stuff. They probably sang up there and play video games. And
stuff. Nice!
Did you go up there and visit the fire department before?
Yeah, back when I was in high school.
Right on.
Huh.
I just remember seeing someone else from Halsey. A buddy of mine brought his girlfriend's kid to the fire department for a little tour. You know, you get to ride on the not ride on it, but get up on the fire truck and pretend that you're driving or whatever. But you probably weren't doing that as a high schooler, but. This guy is like 4 or 5 years old, so I was thinking about maybe taking Jaden out to the fire department and see, because he loves fire trucks and all that stuff. Just,
heck yeah, man.
Just as anybody
big machines.
Does. Yeah, anything. Bob the Builder.
Big machines, man.
Yep. So we were talking before the show, and we talked a little bit about it last week, about the Dixie changing owners, and we finally got someone here in the studio who was at the 30-pound test show. Even though we did talk about it, we want to tell the listeners, how was the show, Jared?
It was pretty rocking.
What was the... Oh, Ed DeShred played first, didn't he? Okay. And did he just play like his normal short set of like 20 minutes?
About that.
Okay, and there was a good turnout, you say?
Yeah, about 50 or 60. And then the second band was In Her Memory out of Lebanon.
Uh-huh.
And they were pretty good.
Yeah, they've gotten a few good opportunities over the last few years to play at the Warp Tour and a couple Uproar things just by having the online contest, kind of like the thing that 30-pound Test is doing now.
Weren't they the Lebanon band that was in the Chronicles of Rock thing, too?
I think they were going to be, one of them. Yeah. And they're definitely, I don't know how, I haven't seen them live for a while since Rockin' for Ashton, which is what Jared said he saw them last, but all their recorded stuff is really well recorded, and they're very precise musicians, very good musicianship in that band, for especially for young guys. You
wouldn't
know?
That be? Wouldn't that make it sound like shit though?
Why?
Recording in a well.
Oh, it's a little echoey, but sounds really good.
Oh,
I like the way your mind thinks, or does it think, or no, it works.
Do you guys have a favorite list?
A list?
Of all time, favorite list.
Do you have a list of lists that we can choose
no.
from? I don't have a favorite list.
Okay. Did you know recently Schindler's List put up on eBay? One of the original copies. There's four original copies.
Huh.
And three are in museums, and this one's on sale on eBay. $3 million.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, for a 14-page document.
And is it a list of names?
Yeah. It's a list of names of the people he protected.
Huh.
I had to do a little research because I never saw Schindler's List. And I know that he was a good guy, I think, right?
I don't know. I didn't see that movie.
You're talking to the... I was making out during that movie.
Oh, okay. Well, I did a little research, and I think what the story is that he had some workers that would have been, what do you call them?
Slaves?
No, exterminated.
Oh, he had them killed.
No, the Germans would have... Had,
oh, but he protected them.
Yeah, he bribed Nazi officers and stuff to, and pretty much became poor, spending his riches bribing people to not come and take these people.
Huh. And see, I know nothing about the movie. I just know.
I don't either.
Nazi,
you know,
Jew
it's,
something.
Yeah.
It was a Nazi, you know. Nazi Jew something movie.
Yeah, yeah, a very important. Part of that history, but it's not part of my history, I guess, kind of.
Yeah.
Really? I don't know.
Tonto.
That is true.
You haven't seen the new Lone Ranger movie, have you?
No.
Me neither.
You interested?
No.
What about Red 2?
No, I haven't heard of that movie.
Me neither.
Red? It had, like, Bruce Willis and...
I think I've heard of Red, but I didn't know they had a Red 2.
Yeah, it just came out.
Huh. Right on. So did you drink much there at the... At the show on the 13th, just have a few beers. You ever feel like you got too drunk? Like have a bad hangover or get super sick?
No, not really. I don't usually get sick.
You ever been in a beer drinking contest?
No.
Well, here's where I'm going with this. This dude in Spain was in a beer drinking contest to see how much beer you could drink in 20 minutes. He drank 12 and a half pints in 20 minutes. And he won the prize, but then after they gave him the prize, he began vomiting and did not stop, and then he died.
Wow.
Of alcohol poisoning.
I was going to say he...
Well, it was cardiac arrest, but it was induced because of the alcohol. 45-year-old man passed away shortly after his arrival at the hospital.
That's not a safe thing, is it really, right? Like trying to drink as much alcohol
as
possible, unless it is... what I was going to originally say... Well, what I was going to say now is to prevent it, I think you should have a potato-eating contest first. I was going to say maybe I think a drinking contest like that is best followed by a fish stick-eating contest.
Ooh. That will induce vomiting right there.
Yeah, and then you won't have to worry about it.
But this was in Spain, so I don't know what they eat in Spain, but... They did say that in light of the tragedy, organizers say future festival plans have been suspended until further notice.
Wow.
So, like, the family of the guy is probably like, you guys, he was a bad enough alcoholic as it was, and now you tempt him to drink as much as he can in 20 minutes? Mm. Dude, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is 6 liters.
Damn.
That's like 3 2-liter bottles of beer in, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
You know, that wasn't the only tragic death.
Oh, really?
Six Flags in Texas. Do you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
They died?
Yeah.
Oh, people.
On a roller coaster.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Some old no, this is how the story went down, supposedly. The Latino lady gets in, and she says she doesn't think it's working right. And the guy says, as long as you heard a click, it's working.
I hate that.
She fucking flew off, man, right in front of her kids. She flew off.
She died.
When it took a corner, and yeah, she died. The ride came back, and the lady wrote on Facebook, the seat that I was going to be sitting in, the lady is no longer there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So why didn't the lady get in the seat? Because it didn't click at her ticket?
No, she got in the seat and it clicked, and she said to the guy, it doesn't sound like it worked.
So then she got out?
No. She fell out.
Oh, I know, but I wonder why the lady was going to have that seat.
Oh, because she was next in line, was going on. I don't know if it was like an exaggeration, like, that was my seat, because really, would you really know? But
yeah.
I mean, if you were in that position, it'd be
anywhere on that roller coaster, you would be saying, that was my I could have been in that seat.
Yeah, yeah. And just that the kids were, you know, I mean, the ride comes back onto the track, and the kids are screaming, our mom flew off the fucking coaster.
Like I told that lady, yep. It was working. Where'd she go?
Yeah, yeah, it's...
Yeah, that sucks. Was that recently, huh?
Like a day or two
ago. A couple of days ago. Like they had it on the Yahoo website.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
It's been big news. And wow. It's crazy. They shut down the ride, but Six Flags really isn't saying much more than that.
Yeah. Huh.
Which is kind of...
scary.
Yeah, I mean...
I like going on rides.
It is a thrill-seeking thing. So, I mean, you're always... That's part of the thrill, right?
But that's one of the things. If the guy says it's working and you say, I don't think it is, then maybe you should get off.
Well, yep. For sure. And that is, you know, in his hands.
Unless he's making you feel like a pussy in front of everybody. Come on, I clicked it,
well,
dude.
That, you know, it is his responsibility. I would have probably, you know.
I wonder who's going to get sued.
Off.
Yeah, I would have gotten off because you can get injuries and stuff.
Heck yeah.
You know, I barely trust those things.
Yeah,
anyway,
I've only been on one once. And then they told us before getting on, there was a woman that broke her arm riding the roller coaster, one of the lever kind.
Mm-hmm.
That was here in Oregon back when I was in high school.
And you went on the same roller coaster?
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
I was always very fortunate. But I rode the Scrambler.
Those are scary because you look like you're going to run into the other person every time.
Yeah, you know, whipping around.
And you're always wondering, am I going to hit it this time?
It's just a game of corners, you know?
Like, whoa.
You get to smash the people you're in there with.
I just pulled G.G. Allen.
Or the Tilt-A-Whirl, man. That one was always wicked.
Yeah.
Oh, you could get... My aunt would make me spin so fucking fast on that thing. She had that thing worked out, and I would just... Oh.
You ever throw up on a
tilt? Fun, but terrifying. I think I might have once.
What about the spider with the spinning car that goes...
The octopus or the spider?
Maybe it was the octopus.
It was the black one? I think I rode that one a couple times.
I think it could be either or because they both have eight legs.
Yeah. I did think I rode that one a couple times. The squirrel cages once and the ring of fire once. That was about the most extreme I got.
The zipper scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's like a squirrel cage, but it's like you stand up in it, yeah. And then there was El Nino was the last ride I've ever went on since I've been going to fairs. Was probably 5-6 years ago, maybe longer. Longer than that. Because I had my first cell phone, and it flew out of my pocket on the ride.
Wow.
And then when I got off the ride, I was looking around on the concrete, and someone's like, you looking for this? Found this. I saw it fly off the ride. Still worked.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. That was, it was a brick.
When I rode the squirrel cages, I was rolling around in the squirrel cages, and in the midair, suddenly
lock you upside down?
No, I had a kazoo. Wow. So the kazoo came into the cage.
From outside?
I don't know. Either that or it was jammed in there because it would...
Was it in the cage part?
It was after the last...
That's an emergency
half
whistle.
...half of the ride. And it still worked.
That's an emergency whistle, dude. If you get to where you can't, you're going to puke, you're just like,
yeah.
Like, what is that noise I keep hearing? It's a kazoo.
Yeah.
Kazoo.
Mm-hmm. Those were the days, too, when right before you need to get on those rides, you just throw your wallet down in the grass right there in front of the ride, and
it would just be there. Yeah, for sure. And that's one thing, you know, most of those fairs and stuff are in the summer. It's been so hot. Like right now, I'm sweating my ass off just sitting here talking. And you're out. You're waiting in line. You're in the direct sunlight.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of standing.
He was different when we were kids, though, wasn't it?
Oh, it made you more resilient.
Like you could. I remember running around all day in 100 degrees and it wouldn't even affect me. But today I go out and it's like 80 and I'm like, fuck.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of worried. I've been approached by the people putting on the Eugene Celebration because I'm doing some comedy at the Cosmic Pizza there. And then they're having the big celebration wherever they have it downtown. and they have bands and all this other stuff, and so they need some MCs to do in between bands, to tell some jokes, mm-hmm. and then read some sponsors and stuff. And
did they tell you, celebration, good times, come on?
Yeah, they did. They said, come on, good times, celebrate, good times, come on. And so I might be doing that, but the only thing I'm worried about is it being too hot and me having to stand out. So I'm going to have a heat stroke. And animals, that's kind of where I'm getting at here. You ever think about, like, the lions and stuff in the zoos, tigers? They're used to, like, African weather probably that's super hot, but they still get super, super dehydrated, I guess.
Yeah, it's not really their climate.
And they don't really probably like... Anyway, what I'm getting at is in Wisconsin, in a zoo in Wisconsin, they are giving the tigers and the lions blood sickles.
Ah, that's awesome.
They're taking all the leftover blood from the meat that they feed them, and they're freezing it, and then putting the ice shards of blood.
Waste not, want not.
Ooh, blood sickles. You ever had blood pudding?
Dude, I bet you Dracula's going to go in there and rob them.
Dracula. Have you ever had blood pudding?
No, I don't think so.
It's a weird kind of pudding. I don't think it's actually made from blood. Could be. I don't know, but... It's kind of weird. It's a weird name for anything. So, did 30 Pound Test play any newer songs that you hadn't heard before at the show?
I can't remember, but I'm thinking it was some of their older ones.
Right on. And you said they did a Van Halen cover. I can't wait. Did you post that on YouTube yet?
Yeah. It's a video of that song and the Anthrax cover they do, and they featured Dave Wilson on the lead vocal for those two tracks. On.
Did you by chance happen to get to meet the new owner of the Dixie?
No, but I think I saw her there. Yeah, she lives out in Tangent.
I heard that she likes country music more than anything.
Yeah, I heard about that. They're thinking of doing that.
Country bands?
Yeah.
More than metal? Yeah, there was a big thread on Facebook where they were saying, you know, that everybody was chiming in saying that they hope, you know, thanks to Jake and Kalen for doing all they did for the hard rock and metal scene, and that they hope that the new owner kept the music alive. And she did come on there and say she was going to keep it alive, but I'm just afraid that it might be... alive with country.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But you don't really have to worry about it. How long till you move?
I'm thinking it might be the end of this month or the beginning of August.
Right on. That's a long ways. Do you ever lived anywhere besides Oregon?
No.
No? That's a.
Yeah, because my dad wanted to get a change of scene because he's been living out here since the late 70s.
Yep.
And then he decided he wanted to go do a different kind of job because he was a manager, but he didn't like doing it.
Right. Is that a fairly big city that you're moving to?
I think about maybe 25 to 30,000.
Around the same size as Albany or a little smaller, huh?
Yeah.
Because I know there's some big cities out there in Richmond, Virginia. I don't know how far you're going to be from there. But
yeah, it's a couple hours.
That's kind of like the Portland of Virginia, and that's actually, you probably know where Lamb of God is from.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking to Destin last week when we were talking about you moving. I didn't know if you were moving where. If it would be around Richmond, I was like, you know, Jared being the super fan that he is going to shows, you never know, he might run into, like, the dudes from Lamb of God or something on the streets in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, the next big town is Newport News. It's about a 40-minute drive.
And how is that? How far is that from, like, D.C.?
I think...
Farther? Because I know...
I think about, like, 4 hours and 10 minutes or something.
Farther, because I think I'm thinking of West Virginia. West Virginia, I think, is closer to D.C. So I can't remember where he was from. Dave Grohl was from Virginia or West Virginia or
something. Yeah, I heard about that.
And he went to D.C. a lot, and that's how he got into the punk band that he played in and stuff. But I was thinking that it wasn't that far, but I don't know a lot about my geography from back there, back east. I've never been back there. Have you ever been back east? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You went to Washington. We asked you that before.
Yep.
Right on. So have you gotten any, I know you said you were getting rid of some stuff at your garage, so you get any new things that you collect, any new records, tapes, or laser discs?
I went to Happy Trails and I found Alice Cooper's 1991 album, Hey Stupid, on vinyl.
Oh.
And whoever priced it must have not, I did research, because it was only $3.95. I'd say it's probably an 8 out of 10 for the overall condition.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they didn't make that many. It was mostly foreign pressings, like in France and the UK and stuff.
Wow.
And I saw somebody selling the copy that I had for like $25 on the internet.
That's cool. So if you keep it for a while, it'll probably be worth a lot more than $3.99.
Yep. That was a few days back. And then I also found Megadeth, Killing Is My Business, the 2002 remastered on CD.
Right on. Yeah, I have the original record, but it's not in great shape because back when I was younger and I didn't really take care of my stuff as well as I should have. But it's the original Combat release. Cool. I don't know what record label re-released it. Probably
it was Loud Records.
Oh, huh. That's weird. Yeah, and that's a hard one to find. I don't see it a lot. I guess you could probably seek it out and find it on the internet or something. But as far as finding it in a record store,
yeah, it's pretty hard to find because they decided to reissue it through a independent instead of a Capitol.
Ah.
Because it was before they were signed to Capitol, so I think that's probably why they didn't go with Capitol to reissue it.
Right. Huh. Have you heard much of the newest Megadeth?
I heard a couple of their tracks.
I was wondering
and they were pretty good.
What people thought of it, because, I don't know, kind of shied away from Megadeth over the last few years, and then some of his choices as far as, like, I don't know, politics and religion and stuff like that.
I like their new album. You guys are talking about Countdown to Extinction, right?
Megadeth?
Yeah. Wasn't that their new one?
No, that was
back in 92.
They've had a couple since then. Dude, that's classic rock. It's over 20 years old.
That is.
I guess it has to be 25 years to be classic rock, but...
But yeah, their past three albums have been pretty decent. Because there was a while there after the mid-90s where they weren't that good for their material.
Yeah.
Remember when he said hello to himself?
Hello, me. It's me again.
I am.
That was what killed Megadeth for me. I said, you're dead.
That was right around the same time, too. And this kind of always bugged me, even though it was probably a better song than anything on that album. Was right after the Me Again. And they did Angry Again, right?
Oh, yeah. Angry Again. That's my best... Right? Dave Mustaine impersonation.
And then it was, but that was at around the same time as Angry Chair.
By Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Well, everybody was angry in the 90s.
Yeah.
There was a lot of teenage angst built up.
Angry Chair.
You do a good singing impersonation of just about every song I'd ever bring up.
Thanks.
Like if we say... Back in the Saddle.
Yeah.
You're like, know, Back in the Saddle.
Again.
Yeah.
You know, damn. Forgot the song we were just talking about.
Angry Chair. Angry
Chair. Oh,
again.
Yeah. You know, the opposite of Angry Chair is Comfy Chair from
I thought it'd be Happy Couch.
Monty Python.
Happy Couch.
Comfy Chair.
I was watching a thing on Monty Python. You ever watch much Monty Python, Jared?
No, not really.
It's pretty weird and dry and English humor, but actually pretty funny if you can get into it. You been to any good movies lately? Any newer movies?
No, I don't watch them in the theaters anymore.
Yeah.
I wait until they go to On Demand.
Yeah.
It's probably been about 3 or 4 years since I've been to actual movie theaters.
Wow. What about On Demand? Have you seen anything good On Demand? Did you watch The Hunger Games?
No, I didn't watch that one.
Are you going to? You interested?
No, not really, because I'm mostly into like sci-fi and horror movies.
It's kind of, though.
So I usually just look at like, FearNet to find the older ones from the 80s and 90s.
Right.
And sometimes I find some newer ones that are pretty decent.
Do you ever watch any movies by Gus Van Sant?
No, I don't think so.
What about you, Gatch?
No. But have you seen that Disney movie with Gus?
Change the subject.
And Don Knotts?
No.
Kicking Mule? He's a football player. He's a field goal kicker, the Mule.
I've seen the Apple Dumpling Gang.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
With Tim Conway and Don Knotts. No, you don't know.
Okay.
You don't know Gus Van Sant?
Yeah.
He did, like, My Two Idahos.
Nope.
With Keanu Reeves and River Phoenix.
Yeah, I know the movie, but I never saw it.
He did Drugstore Cowboy.
I tried, couldn't get through it.
And he's, what? Didn't like that?
That's with Matt Dillon, right?
Yeah. It had the weird imagery and stuff in it.
Yeah, I just wasn't in the mood when I was trying to watch it.
I thought that was a pretty good movie, actually. You should try that again.
I imagine.
Try it again.
I imagine. It was highly acclaimed. That's why I tried to watch it.
And it was filmed
but
a lot in
no
Portland.
Rhinestone.
No, no. It was filmed a lot in Portland, and he has some connections with Portland as well, and he did a video for Wehrmacht back in the day. Anyway, just touching on some Gus Van Sant. Wanted to know if you guys knew him. It's his birthday today.
Oh, right on.
Happy birthday, Gus.
Rhinestone, by the way, is...
Burt Reynolds?
No, Sylvester Stallone and Dolly Parton.
Okay.
There was a movie the other day that had two guys playing brothers in it, and I thought it was perfect. And it was an older movie. But now I don't remember what it was.
Dude, you're failing.
What did you do when you left for a little bit when you took some fucking memory remover?
Yeah, I did.
He ran upstairs, didn't tell anybody. You guys probably noticed it was just me and Jared talking for a little bit. And then he came back and tried to say Countdown to Extinction was the new Megadeth album, which I think you must have. What were you doing up there, dude?
I removed some memories.
You had the frontal lobotomy?
Yeah.
You pushed the delete key on some of your recent memories?
The backle lobotomy.
Backle. Rear lobotomy. Hey,
you a big fan of Jackal?
No, but I saw that they recently were playing somewhere with Dokken because I am on this Facebook page called Fans of Live Music, and they were posting some recent pictures of Jackal. I'm sure he did the chainsaw solo. I don't really like those guys.
When will it rain?
Jesse St. James, I think, is his name.
When will it rain?
I don't know. Not today.
No. When will it rain?
What are you doing, dude?
That's one of their songs.
Well, why do you just keep saying it?
Because that's what he does in the song. Oh. When will it rain? When will it rain?
Whoa.
Down on me. Sun shining down on me.
That's the only other song I know, and that might be a cover. Hey, we've been talking about this. Yeah, that's Jackal.
It is.
They did it in the 90s anyway, after their Chainsaw Massacre.
That's the song I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Didn't I say rain down on me or something?
You just said, when's it going to rain? When's it going to rain?
When will it rain?
That's what you kept saying.
Maybe that's the same song. It's just a different part.
Sun shining down on me.
When will it rain?
Like a rock a rock down on me.
That's what he says, too. You can play that back and listen to the lyrics, because that's what he really says.
7 Mary 3 is the new joke.
Oh, God. Are you cumbersome? You know, 7 Mary 3 comes from, we talked about this before, Chips.
Yep.
That was either Ponch or John. 7 Mary and 3 and 4. We have a 211 in progress at the 7-Eleven on 14th and 17th. That's a lot of numbers to remember. We haven't talked about this with Jared, but I talked a little bit online with him about the new Void reunion that's supposed to be going down. Unfortunately, it probably won't happen before you move, but maybe we'll do a tour out to Virginia. But we've been jamming, me and Mike and Robert Johnson.
We've been jamming?
Yeah, we've doing some reggae versions of Void.
We've been jamming?
No, but we've tackled Consummation and Bathed in Sickness, and I was showing him the riffs to, believe it or not, OTR and Puke from the Terminal Happenings.
Yeah, Robert was telling me about that he mastered those songs and got them down to playing them.
Yeah.
And then I went and hung over at his house, and he played me some old school Void.
Cool.
And he played me a song that he made up that's going to become a new Void.
T-Bone Death, right?
Yep. Yeah, that was pretty badass.
It's kind of weird because he told Lance about it too, and he's got this whole idea for this song. He's got all the music written for it. He's been working on it for a long time. And he knows the name of the song, but he doesn't have the lyrics written. And he knows what it's all about too. It's about his boss dying from getting exploded by an airbag.
Wow.
But you'd think with all that into it, he would maybe have some lyrics, but maybe he's not a lyric writer.
Yeah.
But we'll see. So, and then just the other day, I got a message from a dude in L.A. to the victims page that says, I want to book you guys for a fest. And maybe he thought that we weren't a band, so he could just throw that out there. And I was like, hey, we're practicing, getting ready to get back to the stage because we've had lots of requests to do shows. And he's like, whoa, really? He's like, do you guys have any merch? Any old cassettes? And I was like, no, we don't have any old cassettes. We've got a couple old CDs laying around and maybe a couple shirts, maybe. Said we haven't played since, well, I told him that we broke up in 96 and did a reunion show in 2011. And he's like, whoa, that's been a long time. And then he's like, he wanted to put us on a festival in L.A. and he'd get us down there. I don't know whether that means that they would pay for our trip down there or whatever. But hopefully Lance and Ron would be into doing something like that because I would totally be down.
Yeah.
Playing an L.A. Metal Festival with Victims of Internal Decay. We never got to play in California ever, so that kind of hurt my butt a little bit. My butt hurt.
Jared?
Yeah?
Do you own a horse?
Have you ever had a paranormal experience?
No.
Ooh, we've been talking a lot about this lately.
Do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in spirits? I shouldn't call them ghosts. Do you believe in spirits?
No.
So you probably think, like, when you die, you're done? You'd get buried and then you don't even remember anything because it's just black. I died. I'm done. So your spirit doesn't rise out of your body and go, ooh, Scooby-Doo. Yeah, it's a little cartoony, isn't it?
Yep.
Kind of like the Bible. No, just kidding. I got some ooze on my What's Not Coming Back. Jesus!
Yeah,
at the wetlands.
Didn't like that?
They got over it real quick when I told them it was a joke. but that they still thought it was funny. Because, I mean, if you can offend someone with a joke, then that's funny.
I heard he came back already.
I missed it.
In 1938.
Oh, he was supposed to. That was the end of the world. Where are we now? So I've been telling our listeners that I want to go to a so-called haunted place and stay the night and see if I can actually see it. So that's what I'm going
to
do.
I want to, too.
If you go out to Virginia and find a haunted house, call us. We'll come out.
There is haunted houses out there.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. There's haunted houses everywhere.
Now, that's only in the eye of the believer or the mind.
That is true. Yep. I do believe you probably have to be open to seeing it, or else I'll probably just fuck with you if you go in there just looking to...
Oh, like they won't even show themselves, huh?
Yeah, I'll probably just fuck with you. I'll probably just scare you more than you can be scared.
Well, I ain't looking to get fucked with.
Yeah.
I just want to be shown a presence, like a stage presence.
Awesome, yeah. Yeah, well, wait till Christmas. You'll see presents.
Sometimes I don't, because I've been a bad boy.
Oh!
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention one of our new sponsors, Hop Along Harry's One Leg at a Time Pantorium. If you've only got one leg, you've only got one option. Hop Along Harry's.
Is that right next to the Leftorium?
Yep, yep.
Have you seen the Simpsons movie?
I saw parts of it, but I never
watched it. That is Under the Dome, you know, right?
Yeah.
They mentioned that in the
in the thing. Simpsons did it.
Yeah. Well, they didn't say that, but
yeah,
pretty
but
much.
Might as well have.
They're groundbreakers. That's what they are. They break ground and then people steal their shit.
I know you guys are audiophiles, right?
I'm an audiophile.
Yeah.
Not that you guys.
I'm WVA.
Not that you guys have sex with young audio, but.
I do.
Okay.
I fucked around with an MP3 that was literally hours old.
Whoa!
I Googled it. I Googled an MP3.
Are you guys as well videophiles?
I love videos. Yeah, I watch a lot.
No, but I mean, do you like, you know, 1080p widescreen or nothing?
No, I just get the regular version.
I even watch old school VHS movies.
Well, let me tell you something.
I just watched Fargo on VHS last week.
Oh, let me tell you something.
All right, tell me. So I says to him, I says.
Nah, let me tell you.
I says to him.
Netflix, due to popular demand, it's cropping their movies now. To fill up the top and the bottom, they're going to cut off the sides of the streamed movies. So
when does
you
this
won't
start?
See them in their original aspect ratio. And if you've ever seen some aspect ratios, it can cut off like half the screen. You'll miss like a whole person on the edge of the screen.
And
I'm not for that.
No, I like them being like widescreen.
I like it. Yeah, whatever it's shot
I don't mind
in.
The black bars.
Yeah.
And like sometimes your TV.
I used to think it would really bug me. I'm like, but it's not going to fill the whole screen. What's the point? But it doesn't.
For most modern TVs from like the past 5 years or so, you can make it like full screen.
Yeah. And it crops it too. But there's a way. Yeah. There's like a zoom.
Or you can stretch it.
There's a stretch. There's a zoom. There's a panoramic, at least on my Vizio. 42-inch. And
there's always some sort of options.
So it'll get stuck on that. And there's even an option in my Dish Network to stretch that screen.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So sometimes a stretch will get stretched and someone will forget about it. Next thing you know...
Probably on your Wii, too.
They stretched a regular 4x3, you know, so it would be fill up the black bars. And then I'm watching an HD channel and all of a sudden I'm realizing that the little icon for the channel I'm watching... is halfway hanging off. I'm like, wait, I can't see the whole thing. And then I'm like, oh. And then I switch it back down. So that it does. It bothers me.
It bothers me too.
My TV has an auto setting. And if you put it on there and it switches to funky commercials, you know, that are different sizes, it'll just go all funky. Or
what
sometimes
do you mean all,
even...
What do you mean all funky?
It'll just start changing aspect ratios. Like, it'll stretch, and then when the next commercial comes on, it'll go stretch a different way, and then the show will come back on and widescreen, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Where everything, it just automatically adjusts to everything. And sometimes if you're in the middle of a show, you know, it'll do some sort of weird angle thing, and it'll, like, stretch it. And so it just goes back and forth, kind of a...
What?
On a whim. On its own whim.
Well, I don't think I like that.
No, I don't leave it on the auto. You know, I like just leaving it on a widescreen. But yeah, I don't know. I don't want to pay for crap movies. Some movies, nope. Man, it's very critical.
Crucial,
yep.
Definitely.
A lot of older movies, it's better to have it as widescreen.
And like, it's the director's vision. You know,
yep. Mm-hmm.
They might have something off in the background that's very crucial to
yep.
the plot or what yeah. they're trying to portray. So,
I
yeah,
can't believe so many people would be
yep.
complaining about
it. Yeah, that's why I don't like the VHS format because it was like it wasn't letterboxed. It was like full screen.
And a lot of the rounded edges on the yeah, you miss
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah, that's why I like Laserdisc because a lot of movies that came out in the mid-90s before DVDs, you could only get the widescreen on a Laserdisc, and then wow. VHS, it would be cropped for older movies.
Right, and that's why it has that little
yep.
warning at
yep.
the beginning.
Pan and scan, that's what they used to do for VHS.
It's bull crap. So, what's in your CD player today, Jared? What have you been listening to last? What was the last thing you chose?
Before I came here, I was listening to a CD that I got a few days back at Happy Trails. It's uh-huh. a 90s punk band out of Seattle called Monster Truck Driver, Winners Take All. Came out in 95.
Right on, Monster Truck Drivers.
They're kind of like a hardcore punk band.
Cool. I've never heard of those guys. And so, Hans, check that out, Monster Truck Drivers. You like punk rock. You were just listening to Zeke the other day. So now we're going to check out what Hans is listening to today. Now, is Jerry Murphy with us? We've got to get Jerry Murphy back on the show.
It's always something cool because you know
never fucking slayer. No. And I don't know why. This is kind of coincidental. At the end of Monday's episode, I said something about hating Metallica. He's listening to Metallica.
Wow.
He's listening to Garage Incorporated.
Oh, Revisited?
No. Well, kind of. It's like, no. Garage Incorporated.
Oh, he is revisiting it, though.
Well, I guess he is, but it's got a lot of covers on it.
I haven't heard that one, but I've heard of that album.
It's actually not bad, but it's got, like, it does have all the Garage Days Revisited songs, and then it has a bunch of unreleased covers by, like, Danzig and...
Yeah.
Mother!
Maybe Motorhead, Angel Witch.
Motorhead!
Diamond Head! All those head bands.
Cool.
So, yeah, Hans, that's weird. You're listening to Garage Incorporated? That's trippy.
I was listening to, similar to Jared, I was listening to some Roy Rogers, Happy Trails.
Did you get it at Happy Trails?
No.
What about Trigger?
I bought it at Walmart, man, and it pissed me off because it's edited.
Oh,
censored.
Man. What was the bad word that he said?
Bum.
Bum?
Yeah, when he goes, bum-ba-dee-da-bum.
Oh.
Now he goes, beep-a-dee-da, beep-a-dee-da.
Bum means ass?
Yep.
Wow. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Stop looking at my bum, Bedita. Hey, speaking of bum lookers and stuff like that, has nothing to do with it.
Simon!
I heard that they've been okay to do season 5 of Arrested Development.
What?
Yeah. It ain't over till it's over. You don't likey? No likey?
Where did the 4th season end? They've been convicted,
the final
right?
episode?
Or they weren't convicted. Or was someone convicted?
I'm going to have to watch it again because now I can't remember.
Me neither. What happened, Jared?
I don't watch that show, so I don't know.
Oh. What?
You just not a fan of that movie, or you just never...
No, I just never got into that show.
Right.
Well,
on.
That's probably what they're going to do instead of the movie then, I guess, probably, right?
What?
I don't need to still pump it up. If they go more than 6, I'm dead. I'm done with them.
Really?
How many great shows go past 6?
Seinfeld, The Office.
Weren't the first 6 of the Seinfeld better than the rest?
Trailer Park Boys. But other than that, that's all I think. I had to tell someone the other day, Derek Terrell didn't really know what a hipster was until he moved back to Portland. He's like, what are they, hippies that are like stir stuff? Hipsters? I don't know. But this is a related. He said he'd have seen people riding the double decker bikes, and I had to explain to his little brother who was in town from Dallas what a double decker bike. Every time I try to explain a double decker hipster bike to someone, they think that there would be two people riding, one up on the top and one on the bottom.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
But it's just two bike frames welded together with another chain going from the top sprocket. This is sprockets, and this is where we dance.
So what's crazy. The overall purpose or efficiency of it?
Just to be higher and mightier, I think, than anything
else. Just
no, cool. I don't even know why. So when you crash, it's more extravagant? You ever see a hipster crash on a double-decker bike? It's
no, but I
want to
see it.
I want to go to Portland just to film him. And then
does
I'm
his
make
hair flip in the wind as one piece?
Sometimes, and his belt comes off. His skinny pants fall down, which is weird. They have skinny pants that looks far too small and a belt, but they still fall down.
That's what brought on the skinny pants, though, is riding bikes, because people would get their thing caught in the chain.
Their thing?
Well, not their thing, but their pant leg.
Well, here's the thing.
Hasn't that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah. I hate that, dude. As a kid, yeah. I would have to roll up my pant leg.
Mm-hmm.
So the skinny jeans, they get rid of that. But studies conclude that wearing skinny jeans can cause nerve damage.
Yeah, and it's probably not very good on your semen count.
Yep.
Whoa.
Because they say boxers over briefs if you want your swimmers swimming freely.
Are you sure? Or are you just making stuff up?
No, I think that is. Well, I've seen it on comedy sitcoms where they go, I'm wearing boxers because I'm trying to get pregnant.
Is that how he says it?
Yep. I'm Michael Richards.
I'm wearing boxers because I'm trying to get pregnant. That's a weird accent.
All time great character. Bull Shannon.
Bullshitting.
Yep, that too. Richard Mall.
Oh, man, I had a coughing fit last night in the middle of the night because I've been fighting this weird summer cold ever since the country fair.
You got allergies.
No, dude, I can't talk. My snot and mucus was clear. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't clear. It was colored.
Oh.
It was like yellow, green, like infection.
Ooh.
But I'm not sick. I don't feel sick, but I had a bad, like, scratch in my throat. And I was almost ready to cry. It was 4 in the morning. I couldn't sleep.
I had a tough time sleeping last night.
My nose was running. You know why your nose runs when you cry?
Tears out of your nose.
That's exactly right. The excess tears from your eyes go down into your milk-shooting eye ducts because you can suck milk up your nose and shoot it out your eyes, so tears go down your nose.
You know how you get a piss boner to prevent yourself from pissing in your sleep,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you prevent shit in the bed? What happens there?
it's called a shit sphincter.
Ah.
It automatically tightens up while you're sleeping.
Yeah, so it's like.
But if you wait too long, it creates this huge pressure.
A shit sphincter.
Sphinct?
I don't know what would be the verb there.
Every time I hear the phrase piss boner now, I think of Patrick Tomick Perkins and his fear boner. Because I was talking about getting raped by a woman. I was like, you couldn't really get raped by a woman because if you weren't into it, she couldn't really get it in her because you wouldn't be aroused. And he's like, what about the fear boner?
Yeah.
We're just so scared that it just gets hard. And I was like...
And then she takes it wrong.
The fear boner. That's when you're 23 having sex with a 17-year-old. That's scary. Scary. Harry Carey.
You know who's been in trouble lately?
David Hasselhoff.
Randy Travis's brother.
Well, Randy Travis is in a coma. He had a stroke and shit. Is he better yet? Maybe he's been doing too much of his brother's bad dope.
Yeah, his brother and his wife, younger brother, running a meth lab. He's 50 years old.
That's like the dude from Obituary, 50 years old, running a meth lab. What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
If your career doesn't work out,
he's held on meth trafficking charges in North Carolina.
They're all.
But yeah, he is. Randy Travis is recuperating over his heart infection and stroke.
They're all. Do you ever see that movie, that show Breaking Bad? Dude, we could totally do that.
Yeah.
Let's just start a meth lab and we'll sell a bunch and then I'll be the new Heisenberg. Or is it Eisenberg?
Heisenberg. Wouldn't you want to be like a Heineken?
Heisenberg.
Heisenberg. Is it a Heisenberg a beer?
No.
Sounds like a German, like one.
Heidelberg.
Grolched. Heidelberg, is that what it is?
Yeah. Dave Grolched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Heidelberg was the cheap shit back. You could get a quart of Heidelberg for 59 cents when I was a kid. Not that I did that, but I had alcoholic friends of my parents that used to. And you'd get 3 cents for those quart bottles. Remember that?
Mm-mm.
Remember getting 2 cents for the beer bottles?
Mm-mm.
The brown beer? No?
The beer
I'm
beer.
Old, dude. Like the regular beer bottle looking ones that were like short stubbies.
The beer beers? Yeah.
Yeah. Any of those.
I remember they had Olympia. On them. I don't think I was taken back can age at that point, probably. But I remember...
you could get 3 cents, an extra cent for the quart bottles. It was awesome.
I remember the puzzles on the caps.
That was a beer beer, right?
Yeah, the beer beer, the white beer label. Beer.
Puzzles on the cap. Oh, I forgot to mention when we were talking about who's listening to what. What have you been listening to? Anything? Just what I play at the beginning of the episodes.
Oh, yes. Roy Rogers, happy
I got reminded by Hans about Morgoth's Odium.
Ah.
Awesome album. I said I'd been listening to Cursed, which is another great album, which Victims of Internal Decay's album.
You can't listen to that one very much.
Heavily drawn from Morgoth's Cursed.
You don't want to listen to that one because you got to really watch your Odium intake. Doctor said.
Yeah, it's got a high Odium content.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there's a couple really long instrumentals, and they'd kind of mellowed out and progressed into a progressive type of metal band. Good stuff, though. If you've never heard Morgoth or that album, Odium, you should check it out, all you listeners. Hey, and if you want to be a sponsor, please sponsor us.
Yeah.
Sponsor us, please. $5, we'll say... Hey, this guy sponsored us. He's got a business, or else he just wants to have his name read over the internet.
Dude, I ran across a cool news story.
Is it new or is it news? Did you say a news story?
It's new and old.
I ran across an old news story.
There's a drop.
Drop?
That just dropped.
What?
It's a drop.
What's dropping?
A drop.
A drop of what?
Tar.
A tar drop?
Yeah. See, back like in 1944...
Drop? That's when my dad was born.
There was a scientist at a college, and he said, I believe tar is not a solid, but is viscous and always flowing. So in 1944, they put a piece of tar somewhere hanging from this thing, and just the other day, it made the drop.
So his theory was proven correct.
Mm-hmm. 69 years later, it finally dropped its little thing.
I just brought a tar drop to
Imagine
my eye.
Missing that. I mean,
I
the
brought
guy's,
a tar drop to my eye.
The guy's been on duty.
Seriously watching
for
it?
That thing for 40 years. Something
you
like
just
that.
Just like this?
Well, no. I think they videotaped it. I think they got it on videotape.
I would hope so. Maybe we could find that on YouTube.
I think you can. I think it's like a time lapse.
The world's slowest tar drop.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing that, not that drop, whatever, but just that experiment. Such
that
a simple little thing.
You know what that means?
That took so long.
Never leave your pipe hanging upside down for 69 years because you might get a resin drop on your carpet.
Yeah, don't put it up on top of your ceiling with just sticky tape.
You guys can lick this carpet for a while if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a funny story, but it's not so funny when I don't set it up. Let me tell Jared about that. We were in our camp at the Oregon Country Fair, and these two lesbians came walking through, and they're like, oh, is this a trail? And we're like, no, this is our camp. You're in our living room because we had a couch and area rug. And they're like, we're like, where are you guys trying to go on your trail? And they're like, we're just looking for some place to make out. We're like, you could make out on our couch if you want. And they're like, nah. And then they left and we're like, oh, wait. And they couldn't hear us, but it was so funny because we're like, you could lick this carpet for a little while because they're carpet lickers. Get it? What else was I going to say? Something funny. That wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be. It was
carpet licking.
Hey. I've been chewing on this cardboard box for like 4 hours, and I still don't feel like a lesbian.
Yeah.
So stick around after the show, you guys, for plugs. There's lots of shows coming up. What do you got?
Yeah, I got breaking news. McDonald's is giving advice to its workers in regards to, I assume, low wages.
Okay, what's the advice? Pretend that I was a McDonald's worker. Hey, McDonald's, what kind of advice do you have for me?
Yeah, they partnered with Visa to help those low-wage workers learn how to manage their money.
Just keep it on the credit card.
And it says, suggest their workers find a second job.
Well, of course.
and even budgets only $20 per month for health insurance. And they say heating is a luxury. And that's not in your budget.
Yep, especially in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. I don't really use a lot of heat myself. There's a few times in the year when I crank it up and then turn it back down when it gets really cold.
Yeah.
You know, just get the room warm and let it simmer back down. Simmer down now.
Simmer down now. I got to get out and do some wood cutting. I got to cut down a couple trees, get ready for next year. Because we do burn about 5-6 cords of wood. And if you have to pay for that, that's like $1,000.
This was their take on it. Their quote, the path to financial freedom, according to Visa and McDonald's, involves turning off your heat, not buying groceries, not having children, never getting sick, and getting a second job.
Is that serious?
Well, basically, because they put out a budget plan that you could live on at minimum wage.
And you're like, hey, McDonald's, how do you expect us to survive working at your place? Get a second job and don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have kids.
Yeah, and we won't give you a discount on food here either.
Yeah, so go eat at Carl's Jr. where you can get a better burger for a dollar. Well, shit. Fuck those guys.
It is a better burger for a dollar.
I think so, too. Well, shit. Hell, fire, and brimstone. You need to stay in touch with us, buddy, when you move, Jared.
Hell yeah, man. I miss you.
Keep posting those YouTube videos. I'm sure you go to local shows out there because everywhere you go, there's bands and music. So that should be cool.
And Virginia is for lovers.
We'll have a porthole to the Virginia. What's the town you're going to live in?
Gloucester.
Well, he said
is that near the coast?
No.
No, I don't think so.
There is no coast in Virginia, is there?
Is that true? Is it landlocked?
I'm not sure.
I thought that New York and New Jersey and that stuff was on the other side of it. He's going
You're
to his Google
of
map.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, PA?
I don't know.
Pennsylvania?
I know Virginia was one of the initial states, right?
It was one of the 13 colonies.
The state of Virginia is the state of...
Well, I guess there's some beaches on Virginia. Or is that West Virginia? But West Virginia.
West Virginia. No, they got mountain murmurs.
Mountain murmurs?
Yep.
Where's the marfo? Well, while Dustin figures out if there's a beach in Virginia, we're going to bid adieu to our guest.
Yeah,
Jared
I might have
Nelson.
Some Virginia beachfront property to sell.
Hey, I wonder if you could find any virgins in Virginia.
Oh, yeah, it's got some.
The beaches of Virginia. I heard they got some sexy beaches out there in Virginia.
West Virginia would be the western part, which wouldn't be.
Yeah, that's closer to D.C. Rather than
there
the AC.
There is, because it's got, it's got a little inlet.
Hey, we had an AC/DC reference at the comedy show the other day. At the Wetlands, they had air conditioning and there were dope comics.
Oh!
It was an AC/DC party! That's the corniest joke ever. I told corny jokes because they made me not cuss.
The corniest joke ever is Maze.
I'll tell the corniest joke ever on the next episode of the Terry and Gadge Comedy Show.
Yeah.
That's the cliffhanger for today. Get out and do some humping. And thanks again for being on the show, Jared.
Yep.
Go out and stock some corn.
Stock some corn? Shuck that shit.
Shuck!
Have you ever jived a corn shuck? Stock?
I've shucked while I've jived.
How do you do that? That's like walking and chewing gum at the same time.
It is.
I shucked some maize while I was walking through a maze jiving.
That would be jive.
It was a shuck and jive maze. I'm crazy.
Jive on.
We'll see you guys on Friday after we do some humping and eat some pizza. What kind of pizza we want to get?
Meat.
Oh, we got a story about the river of meat, too. Meat river. Thanks to our guest, not guest.
Meatball
our
and pork.
Carrie Davis from Kansas has a story
meat
for
river.
Us. Tune in on Friday. Hey, you ever fucked a plug? No, really. Hey, all you taggots. I know it's hot out, so you should go to some of these air-conditioned places. And plus, it's nighttime, so you're cooled off. Every Friday, comedy at the Baghdad for a couple more months with your host, Tristan Spillman, and some of the best Portland comics, as well as, you know, people from out of Portland, like myself, others. Every second Friday, it's pantsless comedy. It's so hot, we got to keep our pants off. With your host, Mike McGowan. That's a cornucopia in Eugene. And I've been informed that comedy as advertised at the Granary is in transition to become not every last Thursday, but a Saturday night show. So we'll have details for that coming soon. July 25th, Norm MacDonald at Cuthbert Amphitheater. Did I say cunt? Cuthbert Amphitheater. I still don't know much about that show, but if you love Norm, check it out. July 30th, Gigantour with Megadeth, Black Label Society, Device, Newstead, and Hell Yeah! I don't like those guys as much as I like Fuck No. Comcast Arena in Everett, Washington. Yeah, July 30th. August 2nd, Witch Mountain and Blue Oyster Cult at the Benton County Fairgrounds for the Benton County Fair. It's in Corvallis, August 2nd. August 5th, The Sword, Castle, and American Sharks at Hawthorne Theater in Portland. August 8th, it's Doug Benson at the Grand Theater in Salem. Contact Raven's Eye Productions for ticket info. August 8th, it's Foghat at River Rhythms in Albany right here at the Monteith Park Free Foghat Show. Someone was just bragging about the Kansas show the other night. I guess it was pretty good last Thursday. So. Also, August 8th through 11th, it's Northwestern Black Circle 5 at Bronx in Portland with Witch Haven, Ex Mortis, and Satan's Host the first night. The big names for Friday night's show is Poison Idea, Insanity, and Coven. Friday, you got Ghoul, Grave Hill, and Drawn, and Quartered. And then the Sunday night show features Vaughn, Toxic Holocaust, and Ceremonial Castings. That's August 8th through 11th. Tickets are $14 in advance per day, or $16 at the door, or you can get a four-day pass for $52. That's at Bronx in Portland. August 20th, it's Melvin's and Honky at the Wonder Ballroom. That's in Portland, too. August 24th, Black Sabbath at the Gorge Amphitheater. That's up in George, Washington. August 30th, comedy at the Baghdad with myself and six other comics. This will be my final appearance at the Baghdad Theater, and I'm sad to say they won't be doing comedy anymore there. Their last show, I believe, is like September 18th or somewhere around there. So September 8th, it's the Uproar Fest with Alice in Chains and Jane's Addiction and many more. Help 30-pound Test get on to that bill by going to, I don't know, go to their website, 30poundtest.com. I'm sure it'll give you information on how to go to the website to vote for them. That's September 8th at the Sleep County Amphitheater. Michael Fronte and Spearhead, October 8th at the McDonald Theater in Eugene. Recently saw him roaming around out there at the dang old country fair with his entourage. A couple other good metal shows coming up in October. Diamond Head and Raven at the Hawthorne Theater. And October 13th, Creator and Overkill, also at Hawthorne. Almost forgot about this. September 13th on a Friday. It's the Comedy Extravaganza at Tiny Tavern, put on by Mac Chase. I will be either featuring or possibly headlining that show. Max Brockman and myself will be performing, as well as some other Eugene area comics. That's on 4th and Blair in Eugene. So check out all those shows. Go do something fun, you guys. Come back and tune in to the TagCast Podcast at tagcastpodcast.com. It's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Get it right. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, everywhere.